بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, many times we make dua and we find that you made dua for something good, but the dua didn't get accepted. Meaning that what you asked for, that didn't happen. And so we get disappointed, we are sorry that it didn't happen and so on. And many times we can't understand why did it not happen, because what you asked was not something bad, it was something good, but still you didn't get it. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah says, you must convince your heart that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed is most appropriate and most beneficial for you. I repeat that, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah, he said, you must convince your heart that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed is most appropriate and most beneficial for you. There is a famous story about Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayh. When he was dying, his last moments on the earth, a friend of his came to visit him. He sat by his bedside. He asked him, he said, "Ya Sufyan, if Allah gives you the choice, when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah gives you the choice and says that if you want, I will ask your mother to do your hisab, or I will do your hisab. This is the choice. The choice between your hisab, your accounting, to be done by your mother or to be done by me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So this friend of Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, he says, if Allah gives you this choice, to have your hisab done by your mother or by you, which will you take? Which choice will you choose? He said, I will choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his friend says, why do you say that? Because your mother, she is your mother, she loves you. Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for his slave is 70 times the love for the mother for her child. So he says, Allah loves me 70 times more than my mother can ever love me. So I want Allah to do my hisab. The way to understand this, because it is true, we ask for, alhamdulillah, good things, jayaz things. Sometimes people, when they give you dua also, they give you a dua with a hook in the tail. Sometimes people say, may Allah accept all your pious duas. So the implication is you also have impious duas. Yeah? Allah aapki sari jaiz khwahishon ko pura kare. To yani ki hamari najaiz khwahish bhi hai. Aap se hum se tawqqa rakhte hain ki hamari kuch khwahish najaiz bhi hai. To matlab aisi dua kyun dete ho aap? Behtar hai mat do. So the point is that we make dua many times. It's not even dua for yourself. You may be making dua for the ummah. You may be making dua for something, a project you want to do which is beneficial for the Muslims, beneficial for the people. You have got no personal stake in the project. So alhamdulillah, your niyat is, as much as your niyat has ikhlas, has sincerity in it. Yet, all the dua that you may have done, this project does not happen. Or you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child, you don't get a child. You ask for a job, you don't get a job. Jaiz things, nothing wrong with the dua. So sometimes doubt comes in the mind, what was wrong with my dua, why did Allah not give me, and so on. That is where this quote of Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi comes, and what Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said, which is to understand this, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us is the most beneficial. Now, Imam Mutawalli Sharabi Rahmatullah Alayh, he explained this very beautifully in a lecture. He said that when you ask Allah for something, what are you really asking for? Just think about this, reflect on this. When you ask Allah for something for yourself, for example, if you say, Ya Allah, give me awlad, give me children. Ya Allah, get me married, you know, give me a wife or a husband. Ya Allah, give me a good job. Ya Allah, give me success in my business. I want to move from this country to that country. Ya Allah, make this easy for me. Make it possible for me to go from this country to that country. Right? I want to build a masjid. I want to build a madrasa. I want to build a jamia. I want to do this. I want to do that. All work for Islam. Ya Allah, give me success. Now, Imam Mutawalli Sharabi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that when a person is asking for these things, right? This is the nuts and bolts of it. What is he really asking for? He is asking for goodness. He is asking for khair. No? He is asking for benefit for himself. Right? Supposing I say, give me a phone. What am I really asking for? To give you an example, I ask you, give me a phone. You give me a phone and I see the phone, it doesn't come on. What happened? No, it has no battery. Or battery is dead. So what will I say? Thank you for the phone. So what was I really asking for when I asked you for the phone? To communicate. I need to communicate. So if you give me a phone which is dead, what good is that phone? It is a phone. I mean, what you gave me is not a phone. It didn't turn into something else. It is still a phone, but it is not communicating. So Imam Mutawalli Sharabi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that when a slave asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something which he likes, he is really asking for khair. He is asking for benefit. He sees benefit in awlad, he sees benefit in children, he sees benefit in a marriage, he sees benefit in a job, he sees benefit in some project. So he is really asking for benefit. So what does Allah give him? If Allah gives him what he asks for, inshallah there is benefit in it, alhamdulillah. But if Allah stops and Allah does not give him what he asks for, what is Allah really giving him? Allah is giving him what he asked, which is benefit. He is asking Allah for a child. Allah does not give him a child. What did he really ask Allah for? Benefit. Now in his case, not having a child is benefit. The other day I told you a story, something which happened when I was living in the US in 98 or so. We heard this story. This young Pakistani boy, he got US citizenship. You know, they have this lottery system in the US. India is not one of the countries, but many other countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, so on. So there is a lottery. This is just pick a name out of a box. And if your name is that, then you get a US passport straight away. I mean, there's no waiting period, nothing. You become a citizen. So this boy from Pakistan, young man, he got a US passport. I mean, for him, he came from a poor background. To get a US passport was like getting a ticket to Jannah. So he is very happy. His whole family is very happy. Everybody is very happy. He comes to the US. He stays in the US, he doesn't have any great skills and so on. So he's trying to get some job. He works for a few months or maybe a year or so. And then he gets a job in a house where there is a child who is mentally challenged, right? He's got some mental issue. So this boy is taken there. He's given the job as a caretaker for this child. Few months later, this boy is accused of having sexually abused that child, and he is sentenced to 7 years of imprisonment and then deportation. Now, when he got the passport, and at that time if they had told him, here is a passport, in 3 years from now, you are going to jail for 7 years, and then you are going to come back here to Pakistan, deported. Do you still want the passport? What will he say? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرُّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is something which you dislike. But in that there is higher, there is benefit for you. And there are things which you like, which you want very much, but there is shar, there is harmfulness, or there is harm in that for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah says that when a slave is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something which he considers beneficial, he is really asking for benefit. He is not asking necessarily for that thing. He is asking for this thing because he thinks there is benefit in it. So what is he really asking for? He is asking for khair, he is asking for benefit. So if Allah does not give it to him, the one who understands, he says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. His heart is not depressed, he is not sad, he is not disappointed, he is not frustrated. He says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah did not give me what I had asked him for. Now to the person who does not understand, it seems very strange. He says, how is this? You asked for a good thing and you didn't get it and you are saying Alhamdulillah. He says, yes, I am saying Alhamdulillah because I did not know whether in this good thing there was goodness for me or not. And my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu knows and he loves me and therefore he gives me khair. So in withholding, there is khair. Where there is khair in giving, Allah gives. He says, Alhamdulillah. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, it was not a statement to say, well, you know, I have got no choice. No. He's saying this with complete and total awareness, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. With total awareness to say that in whatever Allah gives me and whatever Allah withholds from me, in both of these, there is benefit for me, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This understanding, this is the meaning of Ridha bil Qada. Not just accepting the qada. Accepting the qada, what choice do you have anyway? I mean, we are creatures. If you say, I'm accepting the decree of Allah, of course you are accepting it. What else will you do? You can't change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't rebel against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's going to happen? You accept. Ridha is to be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just accepting. Happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be pleased with it and you say, and to say, to thank him for Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rabbi, you gave me this. Now this is a very high stage of qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to give us this, to be pleased, not just accept, but to be pleased with everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees for us, completely content in the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave or withheld because he wishes the best for us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes happens. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair and afiyah in everything, and that's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any dua you make, ask Allah to give you that with khair and afiyah. Because you can get the same thing without the khair and afiyah, and then you will cry tears because you will say, oh Allah, I didn't expect this. Of course we didn't know. So that is why to remember that and to say, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you ask him for, ya say, Allah, give me this with khair and afiyah. With khair and afiyah, with khair, with blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with goodness in it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this and to be pleased and to thank him for what he has decreed for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe from all his tests and all his imtihanat, and to take us in a state of iman where our heart is filled with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and where our life is on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman.